Rubber game between the Dodgers and Cubs at Wrigley. Albert Almora Jr. roaming center field, helping out his starter Brett Anderson in the top of the first, facing Corey Seager.
Fly ball, pretty deep center. Almora leaps and he makes a catch. Just a few minutes after chatting with Kelly Kroll about how he goes about his business, he just steals away probably a triple from Seager.
Rizzo drives one in the air, deep right center. It's got a chance. Gone. Anthony Rizzo with a solo home run. His first of the year, and the Cubs lead 1-0.
Well, you know, you were talking about circling it with your shoulders. How about circling it with your bat? That was a line drive rocket into the bleachers, right over the 368 marker. Excellent swing by Riz.
Almora back on this one.
You got to try somebody else, Corey Seager. That man's got your number.
Seager can't believe it.
Deep drive to left field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Addison Russell. All the way to Waveland Avenue. Cubs lead 2-0. His first of the year.
Now that is a home run.
Schwarber bounces. Fair ball. Deflects off. And Slide Baez to the plate. He will score. It is 3-0.
The Cubs take 2 of 3 in the series. Anderson, 5 scoreless frames. He allowed just 3 hits for the win. The bullpen, 4 scoreless. The Cubs win the series in which they raise their championship banner and also receive their World Series rings. After the game, manager Joe Maddon talked about his club's defense that shined once again.
Taking 2 out of 3 against tough teams, that they were here to win. There's no question about it. Both sides pitched well. I mean, even 4-0 today. What was 1-0 yesterday, the 2-1 game, I mean, or 3, whatever it was. There's been some really good pitching going on. And, you know, the elements play into it a little bit, no doubt about it. But Albert was fantastic. That was really a big part. The outfielders really had a big part in the game. Schwarber almost had a circus catch also. I think it hit the vine more than it hit the wall, but the vine being part of the wall. There's no other way that they can call that. Because for the umpires to try to differentiate between the wall and Ivy, so I don't blame them for wanting to make it one and the same. But give the defense credit. When you catch the ball like that, the double play, when Javi gets up in the air and a double play at first, that's a big difference maker in that game also, having to use CJ for 2 innings. I mean, there was a lot of little nuance in that game again today, but it really, without that defense, it doesn't look anything like that.
It took a little while, but Rizzo has his first homer of the season and talked about it after the game.
It feels good. It always feels good to get that one out of the way. Just kind of sort of relax a little bit, but another good win, good series win for the boys, and great crowd on a kind of a weird day here.
Brett Anderson has his first Cubs win, and he talked about getting it against his former club.
I mean, anytime you throw against a former team, regardless of the situation, you want to do well, whether it be, I mean, if I pitched against Oakland the next time, I'd still want to do well against Oakland. And if I pitched against Colorado the time after that, I'd still want to do well against Colorado, and so on and so forth. And so, I mean, you want to pitch well against your old team, or any team, obviously. But, I mean, yeah, you want to pitch good. But it was, like I said, it wasn't the prettiest. But anytime you can throw up a zero and give your team a chance, you'll take it.
The Cubs are home for the weekend, welcoming in division rival Pittsburgh to Wrigley, with Kyle Hendricks on the mound on Friday.